Roman's Product Management Podcast. The product roadmap is a popular product management tool that communicates how a product is likely to evolve. But despite its popularity, it's not always applicable. In this podcast episode, I'll share three scenarios in which using a product roadmap is not something I would advise. I explain why this is and what you can do about it. A product roadmap should be a realistic forecast that states the specific value a product is likely to offer in the next 12 months. Creating such a forecast is not always feasible, especially when you work on a new innovative product. If you can't see further than the next 3 months, then do not use a product roadmap. Otherwise, your plan is likely to be wrong, which would lead to disappointed stakeholders and development teams. In the worst case, they'll lose trust in your ability to guide them. Instead of building a roadmap, set a single outcome-based goal for the next 3 months. The goal should state the positive impact you want to create for the users, customers, and the business. An example for a healthy eating product might be help the users understand their eating habits and acquire an initial user base. Use the goal to determine which features have to be implemented to create the desired outcome, for example, offering a healthy eating dashboard and seamless integration with leading smartwatches. Once you have achieved the goal, you'll hopefully better understand how you can progress your product and you'll be able to create a realistic roadmap. If that's not the case, then check that you have a validated product strategy in place. And not having such a validated product strategy is a common cause of teams struggling to create a realistic, actionable roadmap. So let me briefly explain what I mean by a product strategy and what I mean by a validated strategy. A product strategy describes the approach you've chosen to achieve a product success. That means that it should state the target group, the users and customers, their needs, the desired business goals, and the capabilities that will set your product apart from competing offerings. A handy tool to capture the strategy is my product vision board, which you can download for free together with a helpful checklist from my website. The link is in the show notes. Now, a validated strategy is free of significant risks and assumptions. It is backed up by empirical evidence. You have relevant data to show that you've made the right strategic decisions and selected the right target group, needs, business goals, and standout features. Executing the strategy is therefore likely to result in a successful product. A great way to validate a product strategy is to follow an iterative four-step process. And as I explain this approach in more detail in the podcast episode Product Strategy Discovery, I'll just provide a brief overview here. Start by selecting the biggest risk contained in the strategy, the uncertainty that must be addressed now, so you don't make the wrong decisions and take the product down the wrong path. Second, determine how you can best address the risk you've chosen, for instance, by observing target users or building throwaway prototypes. Third, carry out the necessary work and collect the relevant data. Fourth, evaluate the results and use the newly gained insights to decide how to correct and refine the strategy. Follow this process until you've addressed all major risks. With a validated strategy in place, you are in a great position to build a realistic, actionable product roadmap. There are two reasons for this. First, carrying out the necessary strategy discovery work has allowed you to acquire the relevant knowledge, so you can now make effective roadmapping decisions. Second, the strategy forms the basis for building an effective product roadmap. The needs and business goals stated in the strategy help you select the right roadmap goals. You may even be able to derive the outcomes on the roadmap directly from the product strategy by breaking the needs and business goals into smaller sub-goals. Conversely, if you don't have a validated strategy, you'll lack the basis for developing a realistic roadmap. If that's the case, then stop and carry out the necessary strategy discovery work. Then continue building the roadmap. Now, in my coaching work, I sometimes meet stakeholders who insist on getting specific features onto the product roadmap and who expect that their features will be delivered as stated in the plan. They essentially dictate the roadmap content and view the plan as an unchangeable commitment. Usually, when that happens, there are two issues at play. First, the product manager or product owner lacks the necessary empowerment and finds it hard to say no to the stakeholders. Second, the stakeholders are used to a traditional planning approach. They see the product roadmap as a feature-based fixed plan instead of an outcome-based one that is regularly reviewed and adapted. My initial advice is to try and fix these causes. Work on your empowerment by growing your lateral leadership capacity and lobbying for more support from senior management. And I explain how you can do this in the episode Understanding Empowerment in Product Management. The link is in the show notes. Additionally, use an outcome-based adaptive roadmap like my Go product roadmap instead of a traditional feature-based plan. But if this fails, then I recommend not using a product roadmap. Otherwise, you'll risk ending up with a Frankenstein product, a loose collection of features that might please the stakeholders, but don't create much value for the users and the business as a whole. What's more, if the roadmap is seen as an unchangeable commitment, implementing it may result in a death march, where the development teams regularly work overtime and end up being exhausted. Consequently, productivity drops, people's health suffers, and software quality is compromised, which will make it harder to enhance the product in the future. Instead of using a product roadmap, set a 3-month goal as I recommended earlier, preferably together with the stakeholders. A collaborative approach offers 3 benefits. First, it increases the chances that they will support the goal. Second, it helps you build trust, which increases your ability to influence and guide the stakeholders. Third, it sets you on the path to adopting an outcome-based roadmapping approach, as I explain in the episode how to get started with outcome-based product roadmaps. I hope you found my advice helpful. To learn more about developing realistic roadmaps, read or listen to my book Strategize and attend my product strategy and roadmap training course. Thank you for listening.